From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. The Islamist movement statement Thursday says that Omar died of illness, but it gave no details of when or where, saying only that his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. Taliban leaders in the city of Quetta have chosen a successor, Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour, who had been Omar's deputy. A Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Efforts are being made for facilitating the second round of peace talks between the Afghan Taliban and Afghan government.
Khalilullah said that Pakistan remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of aircraft debris to determine if it is part of a Malaysian Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March of 2014. The 2-meter-long fragment was found Wednesday on a beach in Reunion Island. Asaruddin Abdul Rahman is Malaysia's director of civil aviation.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date of any part of the aircraft that we can locate or we can identify. So pray that our visit to our investigation will come to a fruitful outcome.
Experts say they believe the results will be positive based on the shape and the holes that connect the piece to other parts of the plane. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. The agency also reversed an earlier estimate, concluding that the American economy grew a tepid 0.6% in the first 3 months of the year, rather than shrinking 0.2%. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months, advancing 2.9% compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. An al-Qaeda affiliate abducted an American-trained rebel commander and seven of his fighters in northern Syria just days after they deployed in the war-torn country. According to a monitoring group, fighters with the rebel militia Division 30 were snatched Tuesday night by jihadists, mounting a checkpoint near the Syrian town of Zahrat al-Makia, about 40 kilometers northeast of Homs. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the incident happened as the fighters were returning from a meeting in the city of Azaz in northern Aleppo province to their headquarters. The observatory said the fighters had met with other rebel factions about a coordinated assault on the Islamic State. An Egyptian court has postponed a session Thursday where it was due to announce a verdict in the retrial of three Al Jazeera journalists charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Al Jazeera said it is extremely angry that the Cairo court postponed the verdict for Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest. A new session is expected to take place next week. The proceedings have been delayed several times, including Thursday's postponement that court officials attributed to the judge in the case being sick. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it has opened a probe into the killing of Cecil the lion earlier this month, as the American dentist who is accused of killing it remains in hiding amid global disdain for the slaying. In a Twitter post, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it has begun the investigation and has not been successful in reaching the dentist, Walter Palmer, of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. The agency urged Palmer or his representative to contact U.S. officials immediately. It also called the killing of Cecil the Lion tragic and said it will go where the facts lead in its investigation. A source close to the case told the Reuters news agency that the Fish and Wildlife Service is investigating the killing under a U.S. law that bars the trading of wildlife that has been illegally killed, transported, or sold. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.